and
Oddworld.
Hey Oddballs, I'm your host Jensen, and welcome to episode 14. Welcome to the spooky month of the year, October. Here we are for all you people who are ready for Halloween. I am actually going to be reading some little facts or superstitions or whatever I feel like reading this month, just to kind of switch it up a little bit because, hello, spooky podcast, spooky month, let's do something different. So I hope you guys like this. I'm going to actually be reading a couple superstitions at the beginning of this episode. So let's just dive right in because, we're in spooky month. All right, so I'm going to be reading some superstitions, some spooky Halloween superstitions from a website called sunmark.org. And I'm just going to pick some random ones off of this one that I thought were kind of interesting. And hopefully, well, maybe you'll learn something. I don't know. I did. So here we go. So for the first superstition, we have ghosts and bedsheets. And honestly, some of these I don't really know if they're superstitions or if they're just kind of like facts about Halloween, but we're just going to roll with it, okay? At the ancient Celtic festival of Samhain, November 1st marked the new year, transitioning between summer and harvest to the dark, cold winter. On the night before the new year, the boundary between the living and the dead became blurred, allowing the departed to return to Earth as ghosts. Why do we draw ghosts as haunted bedsheets? For artistic clarity, for centuries, artists depicted ghosts as how they looked when they were alive, but audiences couldn't tell the difference between the living and the dead. So, during the 19th and 20th centuries, artists indicated ghosts by covering them in blurred shrouds, which, coincidentally, look like modern-day bedsheets. The next superstition thingy that I'm going to read is cemeteries. A common urban legend says that you must hold your breath every time you drive past a cemetery. If you don't, you could wake a spirit with each breath, making that spirit jealous, or you could even inhale them. The symbolic connection between breath, life, and spirits has existed since the beginning of human thought. In the Bible, God created humanity by breathing life into Adam. Then there's one here about orange and black as official Halloween colors. This spooky color combo dates back to pagan harvest celebrations. Orange symbolizes the color of crops and changing leaves. Black is supposed to signify the death of summer and the changing seasons. So, I thought those were kind of interesting. I actually know about the cemetery one. I used to do that as a kid. And a little bit into my adulthood, it was just kind of like out of a habit thing. Just like when you go over a bridge, you put your feet up, which doesn't really even make sense because if you're driving, you can't really like put your feet up unless I guess you have it on cruise control. But anyhow, I hope you guys enjoyed that. And let's get on to stories.
This comes from Red Painted Lady on Reddit.
My 6-year-old daughter has always shared things to us. Sometimes creepy. Mostly like, what the fuck, how did she know this? Here are a few examples of my daughter being herself. Age 2. I just found out I was pregnant and had only told my husband. We didn't want to tell my daughter because I had miscarried before and didn't want her to get excited. One evening, we were eating dinner and my daughter turns to me and says, "There's a baby in your belly." My eyes go big and turn to my husband and ask if he told her. He swears he didn't. I asked her if it was a boy or a girl. And she responded, "It's a boy, but I wanted a girl." Sure enough, her baby brother arrived safe and sound 9 months later. The thing that gets me is that she told everyone at daycare. I was a bit nervous in case I miscarry again. Then one day at daycare, she turned to her teacher and said, "There's a baby in your belly too." Her teacher laughed and said, "Nope, That's your mom, not me. However, a week later, her teacher comes to me and said she was pregnant and asked my daughter if it was a boy or girl. My daughter said girl, and well, she had a girl. Age 5. My mom has a history of heart attacks. One day, she went to the ER thinking she may be having one, but turns out it was an AFib. I was a nervous wreck in the morning, but was fine the afternoon once I heard she'd be okay. I went to pick up my daughter from school. She was balancing on a table and fell backwards, but was fine. I picked her up and said, "It was more scary than anything, right?" My daughter responded with, "Yeah, but you know what's scarier? Oma dying." I was like, "Why did you say that?" I didn't tell her my mom went to the hospital, and we don't see her often. My daughter was like, "I don't know," and went on her merry way. Age 6. Last night, my husband was putting her to bed. He came down and told me right before she fell asleep. She turned to him and went, "Have you ever been on a haunted train?" My husband was like, "No." I asked why that freaked him out. He showed me a text from 30 minutes earlier from his sister sharing a link to a ghost train Groupon. I told him we should be used to it by now, but sometimes she still gets to us. Okay, wow. I honestly think maybe her daughter is a little gifted, which is, I don't know, maybe awesome, but also kind of terrifying because I don't know if my son, like, if he came up to me and was telling me all this stuff, like what her daughter did, I think it would be cool, but thinking and actually having it happen are two different things. But nonetheless, this was a pretty cool story, and I'm curious to see how the rest of her daughter's life is. I mean, obviously I'm not going to follow this person, but like, it would be interesting to see like how her daughter grows up and if more things happen. So anyhow, let's move on to the next story.
This comes from Dirt Inevitable 5708 on Reddit.
My aunt and her spouse, whom I refer to as my uncle, used to live in one of our houses. A few days after she passed, my uncle said that he saw her around the house going about her normal routine before she had become ill. He said that he was hallucinating due to grief and asked us to pray for him. One day, our neighbor shared with him that he had spoken to my aunt recently before she had gone to work. None of our neighbors knew that my aunt had passed, so they were shocked to learn that my aunt that they had seen go to work, and who they had just spoken to, had been gone for 2 weeks. Was it a collective community hallucination, or had they really seen my aunt's ghost? Soon after, my uncle got a priest to bless our home. Not because he wanted my aunt to leave, but because he was worried that she had not found peace in the afterlife as her ghost was still around. Since then, no one has seen her ghost. This is a good one. I feel like seeing ghosts go about their day and continue on with their normal routine type of thing is a very common thing. However, if the neighbors are seeing her, that means they're seeing her outside. And I honestly don't know how common that is. I would love to hear stories that like more like this, basically, because that is just crazy to me. I mean, that means aunt's like presence was, to me at least, very strong and she was still there. And it's kind of interesting that they got a priest to bless the home just to help her find peace in the afterlife. Like, I would have never even thought about that. Because, you know, every time you think of, well, okay, I'm sorry. Every time I think of like a priest blessing a home, it's to get rid of like a negative spirit or just a spirit in general, just to, you know, get them out of your house. But like, I would have never thought to use a priest to cleanse the home of a family spirit who is not harmful, just to have them move on and have peace. So that's kind of an interesting little, very short story, but there's a lot of interesting information in there. We'll just put it that way. But anyhow, I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode as always. And well, it's an odd world after all.
Oddballs. Go follow us on It's an Odd World After All podcast on Instagram and Facebook. Also, give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. If you have a story you would like to share, email us at itsanoddworldafterall@gmail.com or message us on one of our social platforms. Don't forget to share us with your family and friends. And check out our website, itsanoddworldafterall.com.